Fogarty from LBC, three awards for LBC tonight, and for the third year running, UK Station of the Year.
The reason I joined these guys, and it means that I actually get to go up and hug a Spice Girl, which is what's just happened on stage there when we won the Station of the Year. Clearly, absolutely none of this is down to me. I've only been here for 5 minutes. I don't even know where the pens are. So, but it's great and fantastic for Thomas Warwick, fantastic for Nick Ferrari, and brilliant that we got to go up on stage at Station of the Year. Brilliant.
And you're no stranger to awards. You've won lots at the Sony's
before. Yeah.
Have you been to the archivists before you've been to the
Jazz? This is my first commercial radio awards because of the professional change I made quite recently. But and it's I have to say I absolutely love this venue. The last time I was here I came to see Joaquin Cortez, the flamenco dancer. No frilly dresses, just fantastic dancing. And it's just a great venue. And I must admit that compared to the Sony's, if we're gonna do the BBC LBC thing, compared to the Sony's, they just trot through it. It's really relaxed and fantastic night. Really, really great night.
And where does LBC go from here? Obviously, it's best commercial station for 3 years. How does it up its game again to win next year?
In a sense, that's for James Rea and his colleagues to work out. But the reason I joined it, and joined it so readily once I got to know James and had a great conversation with him about the place, was that they're an incredibly open-minded bunch. So when they see something new that they want on their station, they just say it. You bring it, and then between you, you work out what to do with it. And I've already, even in the 6 months I've been here, with my fantastic producer, Rachel Humphreys, I'm learning the difference between speech radio, which I've done forever, and talk radio, because there are big differences between the two, and I'm still learning the talk radio thing, and I'm really loving it.
And that big difference is kind of a bit more of a freedom to have your own opinion, is it?
Freedom to have your opinion. I'm not a great fan of just, endlessly giving your opinion for the sake of it. I think you should feel passionate about something you choose to be passionate about, do you see what I mean? Rather than just say it, because that's what talk radio hosts do. And it was actually my main reservation about the job, which I talked through with James. And he just said, look, leave it to one side, don't worry about it. The more comfortable you get with talk radio, the more you will just be you on the radio. And in a sense, for very good reasons on the BBC, you have to leave a bit of that at the door and tread more carefully for reasons that we all understand, and they're absolutely right. So I'm still learning that process of shedding a few skins and just getting out there and doing it slightly differently.
Well done, LBC.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing to do with me. Must reiterate. Early days.